The year is 1902 on the north shore of Lake Superior, and Barrett's husband, Gunner, hasn't yet returned from his day of fishing. The day grows later. She putters. Until, she thinks, it's dark. There's no denying it anymore. It's dark enough that she should have brought a lantern. A lantern. Lord, how could she be so daft? She rushes up the path toward the cabin. She'll light every lantern she can find. This passage captures the suppressed panic, the self-critical pressure, and the taut back and forth between denial and recognition that floods someone waiting for a loved one to return from danger. Every page of Daniel Sosin's novel, The Long Shining Waters, masterfully deploys the unique capacity of literary language to voice a singular character's mind. The novel tells three stories that pivot around three women living along Lake Superior at three starkly distinct moments in the history of the North Shore. Barrett and Gunner are Scandinavian immigrants who live in an isolated life of hunting and fishing. Gray Rabbit, an Ojibwe woman living in 1622, suffers from prophetic dreams of an unsettling future. And Nora, a single middle-aged woman living in Superior in 2000, struggles to make sense of her life after she loses the bar that she had run for many years. Daniel Sosin, quietly, without a wasted word, opens the complex minds of these women for her readers. But at the heart of the novel, and its central character, is Lake Superior. We hear that lake rumbling and churning. Its waves leap like wolves. The lake brings change, but guards its reasons. We even hear a voice rise from the lake. And as the novel continues, this voice comes to identify more and more with the lake itself. It speaks lyrically, evasively, full of oblique images and startling paradoxes. Throughout the novel, several people spread the rumor that there is a crack in the lake where boats disappear. The lake itself says, "There is a crack in the lake. It has no name. Deep within Superior's keep, its teeth are astral. Its beauty terrifies. And all things eventually come." For Sosin, the lake is not only a dominant presence, but a metaphor for the impossibly complicated truths of life. These three women's lives speak to each other through the lake and the sky and through the traces that former inhabitants invariably leave on a place. When Gray Rabbit sees a vision of beavers departing the North Shore in great numbers and swimming into the lake and its red clouds to the east, she is connected to Nora as she takes a road trip around the lake, beginning to learn about the lake's history, about what has changed, and about who and what remains. The Long Shining Waters expresses the strangeness of being human and the sublime dark power of nature, embodied in a great lake.